Wayne, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Lily. How are you going?
I'm really well, thank you. The sun is shining.
It is, yeah. It's been really beautiful. It looks like, I think we're getting a bit of rain next week, but it looks like at least the Easter weekend is looking good. And I just heard actually this morning the Brisbane lockdown's been lifted. So that's good news as well for Queenslanders.
Yeah. It is good news for the Easter long weekend. I'm sure everyone's kind of hanging out for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm just going to be staying home and enjoying it, enjoying the time off.
Yeah, nice. All righty. What have you got for us this week?
Okay, number one is a film watched on the weekend called News of the World. This is available in Australia on Netflix. It was actually a Universal Studios production that was released in the US in theatres. But internationally, it's all on Netflix. This is a new film from the British director Paul Greengrass, who's made lots of different films, all sorts of genres. And this time he's made a Western starring Tom Hanks. So it's set in 1870 Texas. Tom Hanks plays a former Confederate soldier who travels the state reading the news to small towns. And then one evening as he's leaving, he finds an abandoned young girl, blonde hair, but doesn't speak any English, and it turns out that she was actually kidnapped by the Kiowa Indians and raised by them, and she really doesn't speak any English, but she speaks the Kiowa language. So he finds out that basically back in the hill country, her family was attacked and she was taken and raised by them. So he sort of commits to bring her back home. Which she doesn't really want to do. She wants to actually, she's integrated herself into the Native American life. So it's a bit of a struggle for him to take her back. So it's a classic Western with, you know, long trails, dangers around the corner. So I really, really enjoyed this film. I wouldn't say like it's a masterpiece, but it's just really solidly acted. And Tom Hanks plays that, you know, every man in the face of danger role really well, like the calm head, trying to do the right thing. So it's just a really, really solidly made, competent film. It's not a masterpiece, but really entertaining and worth a watch.
Yeah, my husband and I watched it on the weekend as well. And he is not keen on Tom Hanks. He's like, oh, God.
My wife isn't either.
But we watched it and it is thought-provoking in bits, which is good, and it, like you said, it's incredibly well acted. The 9-year-old girl, I don't know if she's 9-year-old, but the girl is so believable. She plays that role,
she's really
so
good.
Well.
Yeah. Helena Zenger, and she's actually German because in the story, that hill country near San Antonio was a lot of German immigrants.
Oh, right.
So she actually is German herself.
Oh,
nice. So that adds more authenticity to the fact that she was raised by German immigrants in the film.
Yep, yep. So News of the World on Netflix, definitely worth a watch.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's just a really well-made, enjoyable film.
Yep. What have you got for us at number two?
Number two is a show we watched recently and absolutely loved, just as pure entertainment. It's called The Flight Attendant. This is a HBO Max production that you can catch here on Foxtel, 8 episodes in total. This stars Kaley Cuoco, plays Cassie Bowden, who's a flight attendant, but she has a lot of problems, especially with alcohol and also with men. She leads the jet set lifestyle, being a flight attendant. But one night in Bangkok, it all goes a bit pear-shaped when she sleeps with a passenger she met on the flight, and she wakes up the next morning and he is dead in the bed with his throat slashed.
Oh, my God.
So obviously that's a bit of a shock to her, but it sort of carries on. I sort of thought the show going in would just be, you know, the zany adventures of a flight attendant, but it's a lot more than that. There's, like, the murder. Then it turns out the FBI is on a trial. Turns into, like, high finance shenanigans. She goes back to New York. And the interesting part is they managed to write in the guy that she slept with who was murdered. He sort of keeps appearing when she's going through, I guess, being stressed about the situation.
Okay.
And he always appears talking to her. So he appears throughout the show talking her through what she's going through. So it's a really inventive thing. And it's just really, really vastly entertaining. And yeah, we loved it. It's just really well made, and apparently there's going to be a second season. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so I really, really liked this one.
So The Flight Attendant, Foxtel, 8 episodes, yes. TV series.
Yes. Yes.
Love
a lot
it.
Of fun.
What have you got next?
Next is an album come out last week that I'm really enjoying. It's called Green to Gold. It's the new album by The Antlers, the longtime Brooklyn trio led by Peter Silberman. This is their sixth album, but it's their first since 2014. So there's been a bit of a gap. And the personal story here is that Peter Silberman, he suffered from quite a few things. He had tinnitus. I always have been pronounced that, or tinnitus.
Oh, yes.
He had vocal lesions, which is obviously terrible for a singer. He said he had physical exhaustion, I guess, after being on the road and all that comes with being a musician. So he had to sort of step away. But he's returned with his band, and this is a really, really beautiful album. They made probably one of their best albums, was their third album, I think, over about 12 years ago, called Hospice, which was, I thought, close to a masterpiece. This isn't quite at that level, but it's a beautiful album featuring the vocals of Silberman, really beautiful instrumentation featuring like 12-string guitars, saxophones, slide guitars. I would sort of call it soft focus beauty. Very elegant album.
Yeah, nice. It sounds quite complex, the music.
It is, yeah. I'd say that's true, but it's done in a soft way. But it's sort of one of those albums I find with The Antlers that it takes a while to sort of just feel how it comes to you.
Yeah.
And the more you listen, the more you like.
Yeah, nice.
So it has a lot of depth there. And, yeah, really glad to see them back after, I guess, the singer's been through a bit. But he's sort of returned here and they're in fine form. So really enjoyed this album.
Yeah, so Green to Gold by The Antlers.
Yes.
Alrighty, number four.
Number four. Now, you're not going to believe this. So I'm talking
try
about
me. Try me.
I'm going to try you. It's a TV series and the name of the show is Wayne. So I had to watch
it. Stop it. Oh, stop it. Wayne. And is it just the best thing you've ever watched?
Oh, yeah, it felt that way. It felt a bit odd when you're watching a show that's called Wayne and your name is Wayne. But this is a lot of fun. It's on Amazon Prime. It was actually a YouTube series back in 2019 and it had a cult following. And Amazon Prime brought it to this platform late last year, and it's 10 episodes in all. It's dark, it's funny, it's violent. It's about a fellow teenager called Wayne McCullough, who grows up in Massachusetts. Put it lightly, he has a bit of a bad upbringing, not a very good father. His mother disappeared. He's not very good at school. He's very violent. He hits out a lot. And then his father dies. So he goes on a road trip to Florida to get back his father's sports car that was down there. And along the way, before he leaves, he sort of hitches up with a girl at school who's also a bit of a loner. They sort of form a relationship and they go on a road trip. But his principal follows him down there because of things he did at school. The daughter's, his girlfriend's father follows him because he doesn't approve of them being together. So it's a bit of a road trip film.
Right.
It's really, really funny. It's very dark. It's very violent.
Okay. So warning, bit of a warning. If you don't like violence, maybe don't go for Wayne. But if you can handle it in an entertainment sense.
Yes, definitely. And there's been rumours because Prime bought it that there'd be a second season, but nothing's come to light yet. So it might be just 10 episodes of real fun. And there's quite a lot of depth to the characters because you sort of learn about his upbringing and why he sort of reached the point he did.
Yeah.
Interesting, even though it's set in Boston, it's actually filmed in Canada, and the actor who plays Wayne is actually an Irish actor, but he does a really, really good job in the role. So, yeah, I was funny going to watch a show called Wayne, but I loved it. So.
All right, and that's Amazon Prime.
Yeah, on Amazon Prime. Yeah, definitely worth 10 episodes in all. They're half-hour episodes.
Perfect. Wayne, thank you so much for your time this week. As always, we love what you bring to the show. Have a great week and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Willie. Have a great weekend.